Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone. And we've got Larry, I think, on his phone down Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. I'm here.
Well, it's kind of an interesting series of days we seem to be entering into as we coast down towards 1335. And then 3 days later, exactly 3 days later, we have Pentecost. And, of course, there are those who have said that Pentecost is the most likely time that the church would be taken out in any given year. And they base that on the fact that Pentecost is kind of in the middle of things and separated out from the other feast days of the Lord. It's in the very center. And, of course, Christ is always pictured as being in the midst or in the middle. And if you take the serpent candle, that's in the middle, and that would represent the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So it's kind of in the menorah I'm talking about. So it's kind of interesting, all of this. And I have posted a blog, and it's on our blog site as well as on Ben. And so it's very, very interesting anyway. I'm not telling anybody to believe anything, but if we are on a kind of an odd pathway towards that, it certainly would blindside the world, and we would possibly have a seven-day warning to either the 1335 day, if it means anything, or the 1338 day, which 1338, of course, is a hidden 411 in code, and we've talked to you about the 411 significance of the two comets and a bunch of other stuff that parallels that. So very, very interesting, and we definitely are in a heads-up time. As you will find out, the things in Ukraine are not slowing down, and Larry's got some other news that would tend to indicate things may be igniting over here very, very rapidly, and people should at least be as prepared as they can be before this goes totally berserk under Biden. And, of course, you've got Biden's shutdown or the rumors of a shutdown in June and July, and now we're having all this paranoia about a new wave of Charlie Victor or some mutations, and they're never going to stop. They aren't going to stop. They can't. Now, the elite, the globalists have decided they're going to go for it. Anyway, Larry, how are you doing down there, and what have you got going
well,
on down
it's,
there?
yeah, really, really interesting. I was going to share real quick a dream that Hal Turner put up. I'd hoped that he would get more out on it, but he didn't. But let me read you what I've got on this. Now, this is this was for subscribers only, but he put it out a few days ago, and I called you and told you about it.
Yes.
It's very interesting. He says, "Vision or nightmare? Awakened from my sleep with a loud explosion, shock wave and vibration. Looked around. Nothing. Closed my eyes. Went immediately into the dream vision, looking east towards New York City. Saw a golden light slowly expanding. Wasn't the sun. It was a nuclear mushroom cloud. The bomb had gone off in New York City. In the vision, it was daytime when the explosion happened." And so Hal's thoughts right after that dream, he immediately thought, this is a warning, a dream vision. It was a nuke. We're going to get hit. New York City is going to get hit. Now, let me explain right here, because that's the end of it, basically, of what he posted. And this disturbed him so much that he actually immediately began to move all of his computer servers, et cetera, to a bug-out location he had. Up to this point, he had been getting it set up, but he wasn't in that big of a hurry. He got into a hurry then after this dream, and even though his wife chose not to go to the bug out yet and the son didn't go, he felt impressed enough to get on out there and get things set up to do a show or to keep his website up and do all of this stuff from a bug out location. And so anyway, what do you think?
Well, we got two options. It's much closer than we think. Or it's much further away than we think. My own gut feeling is it's closer than we think. Remember when the Lord said, I come at a time you think not, and we've kind of gone over that, but let's say you invite me to your house, and I'm supposed to show up on Friday night for dinner, but instead, if I'm late, that would be very irritating, particularly to the wife who's cooked a dinner for her guest. But if I showed up rather than Friday, I show up early, I would be totally unexpected. And so you can take that comment from the Lord, I think, to mean that he comes at a time it's not expected, which implies earlier. And I know a lot of people out there, they say, oh, there's a whole lot more that's got to be done, blah, 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 and we're not even anywhere near close. And I've heard that quite a bit. And I've tried to tell people that you cannot necessarily connect the removal of the bride to anything except the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, because that's the only connection the Bible gives. In other words, Isaiah 17, we might be here to see it. We might not be here to see it. Ezekiel 38, 39, or Daniel 8, we might be here to see them. We might not be here to see them. It all depends on where they're placed in or within or close to Daniel's 70th week. So it's kind of interesting, and it appears to me, I mean, Hal's not the only one that's had a dream of a nuke going off in the middle of New York City. It just seems to me that the Lord's tapping him on the shoulder and saying, you know, get ready, because this is coming, and it's going to come much quicker than people think it is. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a surprise. You wouldn't know. The rapture of the bride of Christ, whenever it takes place, is a total surprise, according to the scriptures. No one's ready for it. And likewise, the taking of Babylon, America, and it may be in phases. We don't know yet. But the taking of New York City, it's kind of like 9/11. Remember that, Larry? Everybody's watching TV in the morning. Did anybody expect at all that they were going to watch the Twin Towers go down? Not at all.
Oh, no.
Came as a total, complete surprise out of the blue. Well, the taking of Babylon, that was a, I guess one could call it a warning of what was coming, and it came as a total surprise, as will the real event. I can't say that New York City's, the taking of the Twin Towers was not a real event. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when the final judgment of Babylon occurs, it's going to come out of the blue. Sudden destruction.
Well, speaking.
Yeah,
yeah. Speaking of coming out of the blue, let me read you one that Hal Turner put up today. He says, Russia announces it will test 3 of its Satan II ICBMs later this year. And he made the comment the USA would have 2 minutes warning if the test of this missile system is actually an attack or a test, and it will be, and it'll come over the South Pole. And apparently the Satan II missile systems, ICBMs, are set to fly over the South Pole. Hal Turner brought out really good information. He says almost all of our Russian air defense systems and radars are set up to detect an over the northern border, over Canada, the Arctic, attack from Russia, but none of them are set up to alert on a missile coming out of the South Pole. So, and then, oddly enough, like you say, he also, I said at this point, Hal begins to quote Revelation 18.
Yeah, I know. That's interesting. Well, at least he knows who America is. It's just too bad most people don't. And I don't know why they can't accept it, but they can't. So I guess it is what it is. I'm not going to certainly worry about it.
Here's a really interesting...
Go ahead.
Yeah, you've been an airline pilot for years, and you've flown jets, and well, I think you've flown a lot of stuff, but
mm-hmm.
I know you've flown jets, too. And listen to this one, because I'd like your opinion. This is one Hal Turner put up today. He says, mysterious aircraft, identification only with a hexadecimal of Adam Edwards, 67, Fox Boy. And he said this plane suddenly appeared on radar entering European airspace. It flew at a supersonic speed, matter of fact, 891 miles per hour, over the UK and France into the Mediterranean, across Israel, and into Jordan on radar, where suddenly it went dark. And Hal says, most unusual activity now being detected, which followed the flight of that plane, a U.S. Air Force WC-135C Constant Phoenix was now airborne off Australia, and that's a nuclear sniffer plane.
Mm-hmm.
And its mission is usually to detect and identify nuclear explosions, and Mossad is extremely quiet about a supersonic overflight of Israel. Now, let me ask you this, Stuart, because this is something that we have very few, to my awareness, other than a TR-3B or something, we have very few fighter jets or bombers that are jets that can fly supersonic at almost 900 miles an hour. What do you expect that was?
Well, they do have the Blackbird, but I don't think it may go that fast. And who knows what else they've got. You know, we've been hearing about reports on the West Coast of sound barrier booms and whatnot because they test stuff out of Nevada test sites. And Lockheed Martin, I think, is in California as well. And they have a base, kind of a secret base, where they... A lot of their stuff is done underground because they don't want the satellites picking up the pictures of what they're building. My guess, it's probably an uncloaked TR-3B, which can go at any speed it wants. But it may not be. We have found videos that were taken by military personnel on the ground of TR-3Bs suddenly showing up, doing a little bit of damage at a target that the military ground people are having trouble getting rid of, and this TR-3B suddenly shows up and destroys it. We are far, far more advanced than people realize. If you've seen it in the movies, they've already got it. And... my guess would be either TR-3B or some supersonic sniffer. No, it might not be a sniffer plane. It might be a spy plane. But with all the satellites and everything running around, I'm not sure exactly why they would do that. It's possible it's a UFO. You know, and they could simulate any code that they wanted to on a transponder and make it show up anywhere they want it. That's interesting, though, as to what it could be. Who knows? It's just speculation. Amazing, though, that all this stuff is going on. And why would they be going over in that area? Unless they're spying, gathering intelligence? You know, who knows? What would be your guess? Gathering intelligence would be my guess.
Well, either gathering intelligence or possibly some type of alert to a possible movement of a nuclear weapon or possibly a deployment of a threat deployment of a nuclear weapon for the sniffer plane to be up too, of course, in a different location. But what's interesting is it appeared to come out of somewhere around Iceland and across the UK and France and across Europe at supersonic speed, and then across the Mediterranean, over Israel, which you just really can't fly over Israel. Israel would have had to have not turned on their missile systems. They wouldn't have allowed that if they didn't know what it was. So I'm supposing that it's something the U.S. probably sent there of some type of alert. You know, we're in a situation right now where things could go hot almost anywhere on the planet.
Well, this deal with Russia and its Saturn IIs, that's an ICBM that has 24 warheads on each one of them. And remember, they were bringing out all their missiles. We got the pictures of them coming out of their hidey holes. And so this is, I think it's just another warning of Putin. He hasn't said anything, but this is a real statement. And who knows whether it's in the fall. And you know how all these tests suddenly go, I guess you could call them exercises, happen to go live, and they could come at any time. I'm wondering, because of this 1260, 1290, 1335 days, if it isn't a countdown to something in which we may see some bad activity. And when I say bad or evil activity, because the globalists have to have their war. So what I might expect would be that we have a major false flag, perhaps even a nuclear false flag. Who knows? Like, remember the movie TV series Jericho? And that kind of indicates that that's an inside job, but they turn around and blame it. I believe in Jericho, they blamed it on the North Koreans, right?
Yeah, that was interesting because they blamed it on the North Koreans when that wasn't at all true. It was an inside job. And Homeland Security was involved. And matter of fact, that show, they canceled it. But what was interesting in that show was China flew in provisions for the survivors.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. When you see these kind of movies, it makes you wonder what the real script is. But let's say we have a major false flag. Now, we've had a lot of visions of New York City, I can remember, I don't know how many of them, where people said they were told by the Lord that New York City was going to be have a big temperature rise, instantaneous. Now, if you look at it from global deep state's position, these guys and gals want a world war, because out of that world war rises their New World Order, and they can couple this with the COVID stuff and all that stuff that's going on right now. So you could have a false flag. They blame it on Russia because they want a war with Russia, and that is a justification for them going in and starting that war. Well, it wasn't our fault. Look at what they did to New York. They blew it up. Now, we can't allow the Russians to do that. You know, right now all we're hearing about Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all a lie. It's always been a lie. But then the Babylon, America, and the leaders thereof are nothing but satanic liars. They don't know what the truth is anymore. And they don't care either about the population of the world because they hate mankind. They always have hated it because they're satanic. Satan wants his planet back is the best way to gel it down as to what's really going on. So we have a false flag somewhere, or maybe multiples, like in Jericho. And they blame that not on North Korea. They blame it on Russia. And we go to war. It's hard to tell. But the prophecies indicate that we have not launched anything and that we are all but destroyed. Now, that goes back into the Obama nuclear response operations of not responding but absorbing the first strike. Well, that first strike would probably all but eliminate us. And we also know they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell anybody. Even if they see incoming ICBMs, they're not going to tell anybody that they're here. And I do understand the rationale for it, and that there'd be so little time to evacuate, they might just as well not even warn anybody. And we just absorb it. I don't know, Larry. It's very, very interesting. I'm just very, very suspicious at the timelines and where all of this appears to be leading. We're coming up rapidly on Daniel's 70th week, and I just posted another blog on it. And very, very interesting, the timelines. I hope everybody goes to see it. It's on Ben, or it's on Lightgate.blogger, and Lightgate Blogger, rather. And really read it and make up your own minds. But I think we're being told something with all of this. The Lord never does anything but what he warns his people. And Turner's warning is probably very accurate. And then we had this Chinese super missile or whatever it is, 10 stories high, weighs something like 23 million tons or something. It's huge. Maybe it's 23,000 tons. But it's big, which means it would probably not break up totally on its way in. And it does go right over New York State in its orbit. They claim, the latest article that I read, and it wasn't on Turner's site either. I vetted it, and they don't know exactly, or they say they don't know when it's going to crash into the back to the Earth. There are estimates of around May 8th. But I've seen those estimates before, and it's usually not sooner. It's usually later than they think. And this thing does go over New York State, and I think it was Hal that said something about this thing. Well, what would happen if that thing hit New York City? And maybe it's even targeted to hit New York City. And maybe it's a nuclear weapon in disguise. Who knows? China, you can't trust China. You can't trust governments of this world. They lie repeatedly to people. They repeatedly use these false flag events to further their New World Order. So where are we on all that? You just don't know. In fact, here's the headline, Pentagon tracking an out-of-control Chinese rocket expected to crash into Earth. It's a 5B rocket and expected to re-enter the atmosphere around May 8th. No one knows where. So, kind of interesting. What do you think about that one?
Well, it is, and what's interesting also is someone that's involved, he's ex-military, special ops, etc., intelligence. He operates on Parler. I've watched some of his work, and he's got two posts. I put it on my blog today if people want to read my blog and go to the links that I provided there, because he sent two messages to Steve Quayle. Both messages are recorded. And one of the messages was the fact that Russia had notified all of its citizens to leave the United States within 2 days and take any flight or any passengers that they could get out. Plus, at the same time, Russia had also sent what he detailed to be a emergency flash message to all of their undercover or underground embedded operatives in America. Of course, no one knows what that message was. So, you know, I know things seem quiet at the moment, except in Washington, D.C., where they have the circus every single day, 24/7. But it's not quite that quiet.
Yeah, and then we've got this stuff going on in Donetsk over there with Ukraine hitting Donetsk with all kinds of firepower. So the war over there, folks, is not over. It's not done at all. Nothing has been moved as far as military equipment. Putin brought his troops back. They're not that far away. They can get there in hours. So this is not, over. It's not over. Meanwhile, Biden, of course, is tightening down the nooses around the American people. And here's a headline, Biden to hire private firms to spy on American citizens who spread conspiracy theories. Well, anything that the Ministry of Truth has to say, for example, the World Health Organization or the CDC or Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, et cetera, that is our modern Ministry of Truth, and they just censor anything out that is not what they consider to be the truth. This is something, again, that Satan has to do because Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He can't have any truth in the New World Order. It's forbidden. The truth lies in the streets, just like Jesus says, and it's trampled down because the New World Order is based totally and completely on fraud, lies, deceptions, and delusions. And unfortunately, we got a lot of American people that are buying into anything that the World Health Organization or CDC says. Well, if they said it, it's got to be true. Well, it's like saying if you tune in and watch CNN, everything they tell you is true. And I can't imagine people have lost their ability to ask questions, but I guess they have. What else you got, Larry? That's kind of interesting, though. Why would they be telling people to get out of the United States unless there's something coming? And again, to that seven-day warning that Nora was given, that we may be given. I'm not saying we do, but it's possible. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, and we'll go. I've got a couple of Tor codes, but we can go into them because I just found them Friday. But here's one that might be interesting, talking about that mysterious supersonic plane. Mm-hmm. Barry Rothman just did a update May the 4th on Tic Tac UFOs. He says it might be ours, and are they friendly? He says the tic-tac-toe UFOs remain unidentified, and of course these are the ones the Navy especially has encountered and got on radar. But listen to the code real quick. I know we're in a hurry. Number one, tic-tac UFO. Number two, war. Number three, Reich. Number four, the radar. Number five, enemies. So basically, we'll go into it more Friday. I know we're out of time, but the tic-tac UFOs are apparently Fourth Reich operations.
I think so. The Fourth Reich, they had anti-gravity. Germany ran, they downloaded from occultic sources. They got all their information. And they have these Heinebus. You're familiar with the Heinebus. And then I got the engineering drawings of the huge motherships and stuff. They had it. We got it when we went in there. And they've had a year now to develop all that technology and refine it. So I have no doubt whatever that we're going to see an invasion of the Fourth Reich posing as an alien invasion. We'll get into that on Friday. It's fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Anyway, folks, it is kind of a heads up anytime now. We just don't know. But May apparently is a very dangerous month from everything that I can gather anyway. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't. But we're getting close to something, and I think everybody knows it. They can feel it inside. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And Friday, the Lord willing, we will pick up on a lot of this stuff. A lot going on. Anyway, you take care out there. I hope you've done your preparations. And anyway, good night and take it easy.